Shalom uvercha to all. Welcome to Chawadi Mechan Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Hart. Today we'll be studying Sefer Melachim Av Perek Tezayin. Lots of intrigue and goings on and sin and deaths and revolts and new rulers and Malchus Yisrael. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph. The word of Hashem appeared to the prophet Yehu ben Hanani concerning Baasha, saying, now this is the only time we have the name of this prophet listed. Nothing else is known about him other than this nevuah, Pasuk Beis Yanash. So this is the word of Hashem to Baasha. Remember, Baasha killed Nadav and took over after Nadav and Yeravam ben Nevat, his father, and killed out that whole line. Yanash haromu ha rimosicha mina afar ve'atnecha nagid amisha v'teich b'derech Yeravam v'tachti as amisha lachiseni bechatosam. Hashem says, ah, although I raised you up from the dirt and I made you a ruler over my nation Israel, however, you went in the wicked ways of Yeravam and you caused my nation Israel to sin, to anger me with their sins. Therefore, hinini mavir achrei Baasha v'achrei Beiso, behold, I am going to pass over Baasha and his household. Baasha was no better than his predecessors, and he gets a nevuah here that what happened to the house of Yeravam ben Nevat is going to happen to him and his household as well. Those males from the family of Baasha that die in the city, the dogs will eat their carcasses, and those who die in the field will be eaten by the birds of the heaven. The Yeser Divrei Baasha Vashar Asug Virasa. And the rest of the matters concerning Baasha and what he did and all of his might, they are written in the book of Chronicles for the kings of Israel. Remember, Tirza is really the ruling central city of the kings of Israel, and Baasha laid with his fathers, who were buried in Tirza. In this case, Ela, the son of Baasha, now becomes ruler. The Gambiad Yehu ben Hanani, once again Yehu ben Hanani Hanavi Dvar Hashem, Haya al Baasha v'al Beisha v'al Kol Rasha Asa b'nei Hashem l'chisu b'masi yadav v'yos k'beisi rava v'al sheika Vasher, he calls so. By means of the prophet Yehu, the prophet, who the word of Hashem was regarding Baasha and his household for all the bad that they did in the eyes of God, to anger him with the work of his hand, because he was like the house of Yeravam. And therefore, what happened? He struck him down. Now, Bishnas Esrim V'sheishana La'asim El-Chihuda. We're now in Pesuches. The Navi is telling us that we are still in the days of Asa, the king of Judah. Remember, Asa's direct line, David, Shlomo, Rechavam, Aviyam, after that Asa. So the Navi is telling us that at this point, Asa, Aleph Samech Aleph, is still king. We meet him in Perek Tezvav, the previous Perek. He is still king of Judah. Who's now ruler? Ela. Remember, the son of Baasha. Malach Ela ben Baasha, Aisha, Betirtsa, Shna. Now, in the 26th year of the rulership of Asa, the king of Yehuda, Ela, the son of Baasha, ruled over Israel in Tirzah for 2 years. However, there's going to be another revolt, another overthrowing, another death. Now, what happens? A revolt breaks out against the king, against Ela. I'll tell you what I did for myself, by the way. I have a chart. I made a chart from father to son, or from dynasty to dynasty, and family to family, because it's very, very helpful when we're learning here to have it written down. It helps us remember who's who and keep track. So what happened? Zimri, who was an officer, a commander, if you will, over half of the chariots conspired against Ela. V'hu b'tirza. And what was going on? Ela, the king, the son of Baasha, was in Tirza. Shosa shikr. Oi. He was becoming drunk, base Arza, in the house of Arza. Who was Arza? Asher ala bais b'tirza. Arza was in charge of the household of the king. So, I don't know, the commander of the palace, if you will, the house of the king. And what was Ela, the king, doing? He was becoming drunk. Vayavo zimri vayakehu. Vayimisei b'shnas esim b'sheva la'asa me'achudu. Who comes along? Zimri, not from the family of Baasha, and he kills Ela the king, who's in a state of drunkenness, and he puts him to death. This is in the 27th year of the rule of Asa the king of Yehuda. Who's king now? Zimri. Okay, while he bimlocha kishivto akiso, he cause called base basha, velo ishir lo mastin bekir the golav reu. Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us that when he, Zimri, becomes the king, he smites the entire house of Basha. Again, we have the same phrase we have seen before. He did not leave anyone who urinated against the wall. Lo ishir lo mastin bekir. This means no males were left. The golav reu. None of his relatives, none of his redeemers, none of his friends, the entire palace and household of Basha and Ela been killed out. Yash made Zimri ace call base Basha. Zimri destroyed the entire house of Basha. Kedvar Hashem Asher. Dibre al Basha biyad Yehu Navi, just like Hashem prophesied to Yehu Navi. Al kochatos Basha, for the sins of Basha, vechatos Eila beno, the sins of Eila's son, Asher chatu, v'asher hichtu es Yisrael. It's very, very interesting. We've mentioned this before. The Navi's constantly telling us that it wasn't just their personal sins. They caused Israel to sin. And one who causes others to sin is even worse than one who sins himself. Lahachi says Hashem al kesho bav. Lame, to anger the Hashem, the God of Israel, with their vanity of vanities. Pasuk Yedal, V'yaser divrei Eila v'chol asher asa haloim k'suvim ha-sefer divrei amim ma'chisra. The rest of the chronicles of Eila, the son of Basha, and everything that he did, behold, they are written for the sefer of the book of chronicles for the kings of Israel. Now, the plot thickens. Pasuk Tesva, Bishnas Asim B'Sheva Shana La'asa Melech Yehuda. The Navi's telling us that Asa is still the king over the southern territory, the kingdom of Yehuda. Malach Zimri, Shivas Yamim Batirza. Oy, Zimri is king for 7 days in the king's city, if you will, the central city of Malchus Yisrael, where the kings ruled in Tirza. La'am chonim al gibson asher the plishtim. At this time, when Pasuk Tesvav, the Navi tells us that the people were encamped at this time against Gibson, which was a territory of the plishtim. They're trying to conquer Gibson, and that is where the army of Israel is stationed. La'yishma ha'am ha'chonim le'mor. Now, the army camped at Gibson. What do they hear? Kosher Zimri. Wow, Zimri rebelled. V'gam hi kas ha'melech. Not only did Zimri rebel, he killed Ela the king. V'am l'chei ha'kois was Omri. Ayin mem reishu. Adasar tzav al Yisrael b'yamu b'machana. And the people who are camped against Gibson, which is a territory of Plishtim, they're trying to conquer this Plishtim city, they say, wait a minute. Zimri took Malchus. Zimri killed King Ela and the family of Basha. We don't want Zimri to be king. We want Omri, Sar Tzava. We want the commander of the army, Omri, to be king on that day. And they anoint Omri as king. Vayala Omri v'chol Yisrael imel meGibson. So Omri, the Sar Tzava, and the whole nation goes out from Gibson. Vayatsuru al Tirza. What do they do? They encamp against and they form a siege around Tirza. Vayikiro Zimri kinokada. You're when Zimri, the one who killed Ela, the whole family of Basha, who was king for 7 days, when he sees that the city is trapped by Yivoal Armon Beisamech, he goes to the palace of the house of the king, by Yisrof Alavas Beisamech Beisvaymas. He burns the king's palace upon himself, by Yisrof Alav, as he sets the palace on fire with himself inside, by Yamos, he dies. Zimri was also a wicked king because of the sins that he sinned to do bad in the eyes of God. Once again, about all the evil kings, we're told that they go in the way of Yeravam, even though they're not biologically related to Yeravam, they're spiritually going after the corruptness of Yeravam. And once again, we're told that they caused Israel to sin, and it's such a Mr. Haskell for us. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to surmise that none of us learning Nachiomi Baruch Hashem are on the level of Chasdei Shomo Shira of the Yeravam Ben of. I shouldn't say that. I don't know. He was a king of Israel. But the Aridus Hodoros, I shouldn't say. What I'm going to say is we have to take a lesson for ourselves. Of course, we should never sin. Chalil v'chas, we should work on ourselves to be mechazik and Torah, mitzvos, and gemilas chasadim, and tefillah, and amunah. But what we have to recognize is if we do sin, chas v'shalom, we must do a teshuva. But to cause others to sin, to influence other people badly, this is even worse in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The yasr, divrei Zimri v'kishu, asher kosher, and the rest of the life of Zimri, the matters of Zimri, and the rebellion that he rebelled. Haloim k'suvim al sefer divrei yamim machisra. They're written in the sefer divrei yamim machisra. Zimri was a very short king for a very, very short time. He killed out the family of Basha, but Omri, the Sar Tzava, and the people of Israel ultimately rebelled against Zimri. They dethroned him. He set fire upon himself. He's out of the picture. Pasuk Chav Aleph. Now we meet somebody new, ready? Now we're told that Malchus Yisrael is divided into two. Half of the Malchus Yisrael wants Tivni, Tav Beis Nun Yod, Ben Ginas Lahamlicho. Lachatzi Achrei Amri. Amri is the one who camped against, who was anointed at Gibson and who against Zimri, but now we meet a new person. Half of Malchus Yisrael says, we want Tivni. Half of Malchus Yisrael says, we want Amri. But the half who were after Amri were much stronger than the half who were after Tivni. Tivni is put to death. Amri is king. You know, I'm thinking to myself when I'm preparing these prokem and sharing the limudim together with you, what must have been like to be like a citizen in Malchus Yisrael during this time? I don't know, like for the regular farmer, you know, living in the territory of the Asaros HaShvatim, were they impacted by all this revolt? Did it have any effect on them? Did they go about their own lives? I mean, they didn't have WhatsApp and they didn't have Instagram and they didn't have emails and they didn't have the news at your fingertips all the time when there's just so much palace intrigue, so much sin. It's going to get even worse. We're about to meet Achav and Izabel. And like, what was it like for the regular person, you know, the anonymous Jews whose names we don't know, who were living, you know, tilling the land with their donkeys and their camels and their bamos in their backyard? I know, it's just interesting to think about. We're still in the reign of Asa, the king of Yehuda, in the north, in the southern kingdom, in the 23rd year. Shloshim v'achashana, just joking. In the 31st year of Asa, the king of Yehudah, Malach Amri al Yisrael, Amri's king. Amri was the one who was responsible indirectly for Zimri's death. Amri is the one who roots out the threat of Tivni. And Amri is king for 12 years in Tirzah. He ruled for 6 years. Now, he does something very interesting. Until now, the kings, like Yeravam, have been in Tirzah. Amri wants to change that. Vayiken, I'm in Pasuk of Dad. Vayiken Esahar Shamron, Me'e Shemer, Bechik Rayim Kasaf. He purchased a hill in Shamron from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Vayiven Esahar, he built up the hill. Vayikra Shema Irashar, Bana Ashem Shemer, Adonai Har Shamron. And he caused the name of the city that he built after Shemer, the master, Shamron. The name Shamron is after Shemer, who is a master over this region that Amri bought this territory from. Vayasa Amri, what do we think? Machus Yisrael. Vayasa Amri, Harab Beinei Hashem. Amri did bad in the eyes of Hashem. Vayara Mikol Shalafanav. Could you imagine? It says Amri was even worse than all the ones who came before him. If that's possible. Vayayi B'chol Derech Yeravam Benava. All of these wicked kings are, you know, traced back to Yeravam ben Yeval. Look at the legacy, Rachman al son of Yeravam. We have to make sure we have Maisim Tovim. We have Dibur Tov. We have Ayin Tov. We have Lev Tov. Because we see that our legacy continues after 120. And if we leave an imprint of good in the world, Ba'ezrat Hashem, the legacy will be good. And if Rachman al son the other way, then the other way as well. An army goes in the ways of Yeravam, and all the sins, Asher Hechti as Yisrael, once again he caused Israel to anger Hashem, the God of Israel, with their vanities. And the rest of the works of army that he did, and all of his might that he did, are they not written in the Sefer Divrei Hayamim, the Chronicles for the kings of Israel? Amri died, Amri laid with his fathers, he was buried in the Shomron. Remember, he moved from the palace, if you will, the seat of kings, from Tirzah to Shomron. Vayimloch Achav, if I could say famous or infamous, Achav rules under him. Achav ben Amri, Malach Aisho, Bishna Shloshim, Ushmanashana, La'asim Echuda, who's still king of Malchus Yehuda? They have much more stability. Through all of this, Asa is still king over the territory of Judah. In the 38th year of the rule of Asa, Achav, the son of Amri, becomes king. He's a strong king. And Achav rules for a long time. 22 years he rules in the Shomron. Achav ben Amri is worse than everyone who came before him. Could imagine Nakel like light, like Kal. The least of all of his sins was going in the ways of Yeravam ben Nevah. Vayikach Isha, here we go, as Izabel bat et Baal melech Sidonim. He marries Izabel, the daughter of Et Baal, the king of Sidon. Et Baal, the one who served Baal. Vayedech, Vayavar, Et Baal, Vayishtachudo. And he went, Achav, and he worshipped the Avodah Zarah of his wife. He bowed down to it. Vayokam Mizbech, LeBaal. Not only that, he established an altar to Baal. Beit HaBaal Asher Bana B'Shaman, a house of Baal that he built in the Sharman. So it is institutionalized. There is a special temple in the Sharman for Baal. Vayas Achav Es HaAsherah, he made an Asherah tree, which is an Avodah Zarah tree. Vayosef Achav La'asos La'achis Es Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Achav continued to do actions that angered Hashem, the God of Israel. Mikol Ma'achei Yisrael Shehayuf Adam, from all the kings who came before him. Last pasuk of the perek. B'yamav bana Chiel Beit Ha'eli at Yericho. In his days, Chiel, the Beit Eli, built Yericho. What's the problem with that? On the board of the king of Israel, which a board of kingdom of Israel, I am quoting the Steindl to Nevi'im. Yericho had been left in ruin since Yehoshua destroyed it, hundreds of years. Yehoshua decreed the city must never be rebuilt, and he cursed anyone who would build it with the death of all of his sons. What happens? Chiel, disregarded the curse and rebuilt Yericho, and he suffered accordingly. The end of the pasuk tells us, Ba'aviram Bechoro Yesada, with Aviram, the firstborn, he laid the foundation. When he laid the foundation, his firstborn died. Ube Siguv Tziro, he tzived Alasaha. And with Siguv, his younger son, he established the gates. When the walls of the city were completed, his youngest son died. Kedvar Hashem, Asher Diber Be'yad Yoshua Benun, like the word of Hashem, in accordance with the word that he spoke to Yoshua Benun. Like we said, we drew a Mr. Haskell. We're just learning the Navi. It's hard for me to personally say Chalila V'chas criticisms of the kings of Israel. We live in a time of Yeridus Hadoros and tremendous Yetzer Haras. But a lesson we can take is not only to be mechazek our personal avodas Hashem, of course, but to ensure that we have positive influence to the best of our abilities and be mekadesh shem shemayim b'chol ma'aseh yedeinu around those and with those who are influenced by us, who see us, with those who we interact, with those whom we share our lives. This year is dedicated anonymously as a zchus for our Torah leaders across the world. May Hashem grant them continued koach and wisdom to lead Klal Yisrael, bring us closer to Hashem in the coming Mashiach, b'mehir, b'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, thank you so much to Ab Ezra Hashem. I look forward to continuing tomorrow.